You couldn't make it up. English news on January the 8th. Our first piece of news is in English, but it's about an American flying from Spain to the USA. She got arrested when her plane was diverted to Ireland because, according to the American flight crew, she was a danger to herself and others. The next part of the story could only happen in Ireland. This lady, who's in serious trouble for being drunk on the aeroplane, is taken to court in a public house whose everyday purpose is selling drink. The lady in question is the niece of a famous fashion designer, and the pub is in Shannon, a town in Ireland with an international airport but no courthouse. Appropriately enough, when lawyers in England complete their training, it's said that they are called to the bar. People in England are being called to set their alarm clocks tomorrow so that they get up before sunrise and start monitoring their garden bird feeders. About half of all households in England put out food for garden birds, so this survey that's being organised by the British Trust for Ornithology could be a very big event. People are being asked to report what time their bird feeders have been visited by 10 different sorts of birds, so that we can understand if birds in the countryside, where it's dark at night, get up earlier, later, or at the same time as birds in the town, where there's a lot of light pollution from street lights, security lights, houses, and traffic. A similar survey 10 years ago in England suggested that urban birds sleep in, perhaps from going to sleep later, and perhaps because it's warmer in the city, so they're less hungry first thing in the morning than their cold and energy-depleted country cousins. All this seems a far cry from the Romanian urban experience, where almost no one feeds garden birds, and even if they did, the chances of 10 different species ever being in the garden are slim at this time of the year. The effects of extreme cold on garden birds in North America are yet to be reported, but it can be expected that they'll be severe. Yesterday was the day when hell froze over. Yes, there is a town called Hell in Michigan, and the temperature there fell to minus 17 degrees centigrade. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, the temperature fell to minus 37 degrees centigrade, which was colder than it is on the surface of the planet Mars. This current severe cold snap is caused by a weather pattern called the polar vortex. It's created a lot of extra work for emergency services, as you might expect. But one surprising extra task for police in Kentucky was provided by an escaped prisoner who gave himself up to get in from the cold. I don't think he was a convicted spy, unfortunately. Well, that's all for now. Bye.